Good morning, pilgrims and travelers. A funny path of life. So, 11:11. Shit. Okay, let me get. I'm gonna go by the dog, which means a longer loop, which means because of the actual conditions, meaning it was just raining again. So, yeah, those next couple of days. Oh, I need the keys, please. Next couple of days are going to be, no, 3 days actually, maybe even Sunday too. Wow, rain yesterday, it's going to rain today, and it already rained. It's supposed to rain quite a bit tomorrow, maybe on Sunday. My goodness, definitely more rain than what I'm used to. Here, I mean, great, of course, you know, wonderful that I have a warm place to be. My goodness, remind me of, I think it was 2 years ago. I didn't know about resetting the electricity in the place and basically shorted the power. And the fuses inside the house didn't work. I had to go to the meter, which was outside of the property, which I didn't know that at the time. And so I had one night where I had no heating, no power. The dilemma about getting my phone charged, I was losing it. Anyway, so I haven't had any of that. I have actually the heater on now because it's going to be cold all day. So it makes no sense since I'm going to be in the bedroom most of the time. I think I will more than likely do rice pudding when I come back, spend a little time in the kitchen. There's nothing else as far as cooking for me to do. I'm caught up on everything. Anyway, so this morning I did something a little bit different. I don't know why, it was really weird. It was like, I felt like I was done too early with Duolingo. And actually did a little more kanji, but not much more, but just a little more. But then I was like, well, let me just read. So I read that book, The Truth About the Case of Harry Kebert. Anyway, so kind of enjoyed. anyway, that was kind of nice. I did read that book yesterday afternoon and yesterday evening. So definitely that the wind in my sails about this change of Netflix. I watched one episode of the feud, Capote and the Swans. I think that's the name. And that was it. That was good enough for me. I didn't need more than that. We'll see, but more than likely we'll go to the library if it's open this afternoon. Yeah, there won't be too much kind of going on. So now I'm going to go. Actually, it's spitting a little bit. It's drizzling. Está lloviznando. So yeah, I got the produce to get. I'm gonna get some Nutella. I didn't buy the one in Lidl because it has palm oil. So, which of course, palm oil and coconut oil are two sources of major saturated fat. So I do, you know, stay clear. I have no issue eating some coconut. Like fresh coconut, I would love it, you know, once in a while. I wouldn't be eating it all the time, but I would have no problem. But the whole thing with palm oil and coconut oil, for me, it's way too charged as far as the controversy is concerned. Sorry. Well, okay, get a little light here. Anyway, but yeah, it's raining. All right. Let's get the... Man, this umbrella is going to break. I have to buy another one. We'll see. Anyway. Yeah, it's not bad, even if my feet get a little wet. So, yesterday was... I forgot when I recorded yesterday. It must have been in the afternoon, I think. Because I talked about everything that happened yesterday. Or was it the day before? Oh my goodness, I'm spacing out. Anyway. No. I was in the afternoon when I did my podcast yesterday. That's right. I was in a, I guess I didn't go out. Oh, it was raining. It was raining yesterday. Oh, how weird. We get light, we get rain. Okay, so it's not really raining anymore. Okay. All right. We should be okay. Anyway. So we'll get at least one walk today. I guess we'll see if it's not too crazy. I might reach out to Juan to take a walk. We'll see, because it's not going to go with the rain yesterday. And, well, it's not going to go to the field. He might have to go to feed his chicken, but that's going to be about it. Anyway. Black Mask. There's a movie with Johnny Depp playing this mafia guy in Boston. Apparently a terrifying creature. And actually did well. Johnny Depp actually did quite well in that role. You don't see him playing that. Oh! Can we take it to the door? Yeah?
¿Qué pasa?
You wanna go here? Poor kitty cat. No, he won't let me come close to him or her. I forgot the name. Boogie, Bugler. I forgot the name of it, but he's mentioning this thing called Black Mask. I'm going to have to look it up. I think that's what he's talking about. And if that's the case, I've seen that movie a couple of times. I enjoyed it. You know, it's you know, human propensity to violence, you know. And I could see, my goodness, when I think of myself, you know, that I could see where you can get caught up in that. Whatever you do, you know, in life, you start to justify things and you can easily abuse. And God knows what that does to somebody, you know, when you become physically aggressive towards somebody else, what it does to you, you know, your sense of power kind of inflates your ego and it maybe becomes some kind of addiction. Who knows? All right. Let's go see you, Chupa Chup. She's going to be inside because of the rain. Yeah. And it's cold. You can see the steam coming out of my mouth. But that's it. Oh my goodness, it's trash here. Yeah. That's the last wave. Well, it's, anyway, very quick surprise how longer it's lingered.
What are you doing inside? What are you doing inside? Yes? Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm getting scratchy if I put my hand by the fence and then the pillar here. All right. Yes. Okay, you ready? Come here. Sit. Okay. No.
Yes.
Sit. No. No.
Yes!
Sit. She's doing good. I'm getting through the fence.
Yes!
She's very smart. Oh, that was so good. That was the amount of time. Very good. You did amazing. You did amazing. Man, you're a smart girl. I guess I could teach you tricks, huh? Very, very smart. Anyway, love you, girl. Love you, girl. Okay? Yes. You're still dry, okay? You're still dry. Yes. It's good to see you. Love you. Ah, oh, my goodness. Anyway, so Black Mask, I don't know, it sounds to me like, I just don't remember the name of that movie, but I think it is it. I'm pretty sure. But anyway, I'll look it up. But I still have, I think I have three more of the Capote and the Swans. I have to say, you know, that high class, I'm not sure who's attracted to that, but I do not get it. I don't get it at all, you know. I mean, yeah, for me, it just doesn't make sense, you know. It just doesn't make sense to invest so much in that, you know. And I guess maybe it makes sense if you're not aware, you know, of the other stuff. I don't know. I think everything is context. And I think the base for a lot of things is ignorance. Woo, a little light. Huh? Very nice. And so I didn't bring my backpack because of the rain, the chance of rain here. So it's going to be an easy stroll here. I really believe that ignorance is a base of so much, you know. I don't know how that applies to like a rapist or a pedophile, you know, because then you have trauma too. I don't know how that compute, but you could justify any behavior. So, and that's just with the understanding of the day that you have, with the awareness that you have. I guess what I'm saying is, could there be like an objective baseline where that just, if you were really aware, it would not make sense for anybody to do? I don't know, but I kind of, I guess, believe that. You know, the idea that a normal human being, you know, does not like to suffer, does not like to inflict suffering, likes to belong, likes to share, likes to be part, you know, to be valued. I think all of those, I would claim that they are part of a basic recipe of a human life. And after that, I don't know. It sounds very simplistic, right? Very, very black and white. But I guess I kind of believe that. I wouldn't bet on it, but yeah, I kind of believe that. Anyway. Oh yeah, I'm going back to the, sorry, I'm getting distracted here. I'm going back to the shop because the charger kind of works, but not all the time. Anyway, I'm going to want to check the other one that he has. It's kind of weird that sometimes I turn it on, put it on, put it close to it, doesn't work, turn it off, turn it back on, and then it works. So it's like, I don't know, I'm not really convinced. And I want him to order me my the case, the iPhone case. Anyway, la funda. Same thing for your glasses, they call it funda. Actually, for the guitar too, funda. It's kind of a soft case. I guess that's the way it's got to be. Maybe an estuche is a hard case and una funda is a soft case. Anyway, so I'm going to go to Dia, then to the produce, and then to him. So, and then there will be that. And we'll go back and more than likely do some rice pudding before going back upstairs. I've changed my breakfast formula, and actually yesterday kind of pulled that rug under me. You know, normally I eat all of that stuff for breakfast, And I was reading kind of in Vivekananda talking about, you know, you should never be too hungry. Never too full, never too hungry. Obviously, avoiding the extreme. I'm not changing my intermittent fasting, so that's not an issue. But at the same time, actually, I'm not extremely hungry anymore. I remember last year when I was doing it, there were a few mornings where I had to go because it was really like, it was really getting to me. But now, you know, I can wait until 11:30. I mean, I can, my goodness, I could almost wait, you know, 18, 19 hours, sometimes 20 hours. To go between the meals. And I mean, you know, that being said, I've had my tea with the soy milk, so, but still, it's quite a long time on a day-to-day base, and I'm not worse for wear. So, but anyway, talking about that, about not eating too much, and kind of as of late, I was feeling like kind of really, really full. And so yesterday, because of the nature of what happened, you know, I kind of broke my routine to do the thing that I wanted to do and, you know, getting the phone stuff taken care of. And so I had the oatmeal and then the lentils a little bit later. And so that's what I'm doing now. So the breakfast is going to be shorter. I got through, well, it was, I had to go through the news and a little more of other stuff to eat my breakfast. But, you know, those two toast, the sauerkraut, the egg, a few peanuts, a few walnuts, two bananas, one orange, you know, and my dry plum, dry apricot, and dry fig. And that's kind of the first wave. I don't know if I mentioned the orange, too. Anyway. And then a little bit later, I will have lentils and the oatmeal. Anyway, so that's kind of something happening. So today was kind of back on the routine. Felt a little lazy getting into my first set of cat-cow. I'm kind of up between like 400 and 500 a day that I do of those. So, I mean, they're spread out, but for whatever reason, oh, sorry about the wind. It's just making sense to, I'm adding more of them throughout my sets of yoga. Well, it's not really set, it's just my, those poses, because I don't repeat them. I just do different kinds. And I have a rotation of eight mini session of yoga outside of the sun salutation that I first do. Anyway. And the first one, I was kind of like, kind of like hesitant, feeling lazy or tired or God knows what. But by the end, you know, I was smoking them. So they kind of feel good. I think for me, what's important is to find something that's kind of gentle enough, you know, to do in a way where it's really, really light. And then to be able to push on that. Instead of going hard, hard, hard. So doing the other way. Pushing hard the easy stuff. Anyway. And I think from all the yoga that I've done, you know, that's kind of what I'm down with now. I really like it. So, and that's the most sustainable that actually that I've had as far as that practice is concerned. So for me, that says a lot. Kind of like in nutrition, you know. If you can't sustain, you know, that lifestyle, then you're not doing it right. Then you're not paying attention to something. You're oblivious to something. Because that's a key. It doesn't matter how much weight you lose in a month, 2 months, 3 months. What happened in 6 months, a year, 2 years? You know? And we know what happened from, you know, what they call the yo-yo dieting. You know, that you crash and burn. And it gets harder each time. You know? Fait accompli, yeah? When you face the facts. So, I guess it's Friday, so we're going to have some, we have a truck coming up. Oh my goodness, my fingers are going to be cold. And I have the umbrella, so. But it's not raining, so looks like I might be okay to get that walk in. I do have my rain gear though, which I would have had it on anyway regardless. because of how cold it is. That being said, you know, I have regular pants. I have my keen open shoes. You know, regular pants, just one t-shirt, my little skinny layer, my rain gear. So I'm also not, you know, no me estoy abrigando. En serio, I'm not layering up the time. You know, in a situation way worse than that. And I was not as cold. So for whatever reason, I'm not putting in that Columbia jacket, which is thicker. You know, it would trap more heat, and actually it would be, it is actually designed, what I'm wearing now under my rain jacket is just more than likely not that great at trapping heat, but the Columbia one has this weird pattern stuff on the inside. They have a patent, it's a pattern of lines, and those things are kind of meant to like trap heat, so not good for like physical activity, but if you're moving around, once you start generating heat, it's going to keep it a little more. Instead of those kind of active lifestyle here, where you don't want to sweat too much and build up too much moisture, because that's a problem for thermal regulation. So you want some of that to escape. So this one would mean, as long as you're moving, it's good. But if you're not moving much, you're going to be losing heat. It's interesting in this whole schematic on thermal regulation, you know. And I used to geek out quite a bit. There was a book I really liked before I got into teaching about, you know, outdoor gear and outdoor lifestyle and camping and backpacking and compass and all of that. There was this book that I really, really enjoyed. That I really get some good stuff out of it. I forgot if it was produced by National Geographic or it was kind of like a, they were almost like waterproof, the pages, but it was very nice, kind of small, you know. It wasn't a hard cover, it was a soft cover, but anyway, really, really enjoyed it. And I feel like I really kind of course, doing it as well, you know, being a wilderness guide and kind of learning about it, so great combination. And of course now, I mean, you know, given my situation, and given that I am south of Spain, you know, those are not harsh winters. So, yeah, it's like, but how many do I have? You know, how many days? There are very few in the States. So, yeah. So it's pretty good. But if I was like, in a cold, cold country where you get like 3-4 months of really cold, then that would not work. I would have to get like a thermal base layer. Maybe I would do much more than that. And I may need to get waterproof boots because of snow and so the footwear. Well, I don't know about insulation, because that I don't like the idea of getting a pair of an insulated boot, because that would really work in the heart of the winter. But you know, if I was to live in that part of the world, sure. But not living there, just being there for a while, you'd be all right with getting nice wool socks. And then just, I guess, waterproof boots, which would be, yeah, it would be kind of a compromise. So then, when you start to get warm again, those would just give you a beating. But I guess in my case, you know, I'm not sure of the difference. I guess it's going to be between 1,000 and 2,000 K is going to be the life of your shoes. So, and depending, of course, because if you go trail backpacking, you're not going to have the same wear and tear of the asphalt, which makes sense, right? The rubber is just get destroyed by the asphalt. But I guess if I was to buy shoes for like the winter, why what? You know, maybe 1 to 2 months. So, you know, before summer, then I would be buying another one, and then I would end up using until the fall, basically. And I guess then you could repeat. So actually, with my lifestyle, you know, it would take 3 pairs of shoes a year. Oh, and I looked. Last time I was in so I didn't find anything. I guess, yeah, deleted all of that because I didn't like the podcast. So I didn't find anything that I wanted. But I looked at shoes and I was like, yeah, I'm able to justify shoes. Like they have Amero or they have Colombia, you know, around 75-80 euro. So good price, you know, good price line. Of course, it's Decathlon, so they buy in bulk, so they get a little cheaper price. But then I'm looking at the Quechua, which is a Decathlon brand, and I'm like, dude, I'm not going to be able to justify buying that pair of shoes. I mean, looking at the other one, you know, if you get rid of a brand, if you make them the same color, you know, you couldn't distinguish between the two. So, or between the three. So I'm like, yeah, well, Merrell has kind of a style, a pattern of how they do the shoes. In Colombia a little bit too. But I was like, yeah, how am I going to justify spending twice, you know, twice as much, you know? So I'm most likely going to be buying Quechua shoes again. I had bought them once, and then I got some other one. They are narrow, but I think I'll be all right. So I'm going to start with that. And then we'll be looking at a couple of months, more than likely. It'll be a good, you know, good try period. I'm not going to get the waterproof one. It makes no sense to me to get waterproof shoes if you're going to do three-season outdoor stuff. You know, if you're not doing extreme, you know, unless you have very, very bad circulation and then your feet never get warm, then that makes sense because waterproof will trap a little more heat. But in terms of not getting wet, I'm not sure, even with gaiters. Well, I think if you have good gaiters are things that you put over your shoes and that basically prevent the water from coming in from the top or like snow. So they are, I see that more relevant with snow, gaiters. I used to have a pair of those. Mine were like full gaiters. But most people that I've known, when it rained, not just drizzle, when it rained, their shoes were wet. And then they're going to smell worse, they're going to take longer to dry, and waterproof shoes means warmer feet. And to me, that's a deal breaker. So it just makes no sense. You get wet, your shoes dry, you know, unless you start to get to the cold. But yeah, and even if they're not quite fully dry, oh wow, what do we have here? Oh, I guess they threw that away, but they were interesting. Wow, I mean, it's a Christmas kind of a thing, but they have all those light bulbs. This is weird. Okay, hold on, I'm gonna go. Oh wow, this is okay, they are kind of mounted on. I was thinking of taking a couple of those light bulbs, but they have wire wrapped around them, around the thread, so you cannot unscrew them. It took me a second to realize that, which makes sense, because then they're all connected with this little yellow cable, so when you turn it on, they all turn on. They all light on. Encender la luz y apagar la luz, eh? Turning on and off the light. So turning on, encender, and turn off. Apagar. Abbassare. Scendere. Okay. Ascendere. Ascendere. Oh no, abbassare is to lower. I forgot how you call to turn off the light in Italian. Dang it, this kid was. I was getting into practice with me to help me. Anyway. Oh, yeah. We have some fluffy clouds over there. But not all white. So, and then, but some blue sky. It's kind of a, yeah, kind of an ambivalent day today. Ambivalent today. So, I sent the guys an invitation yesterday, but next weekend. And I think it was Juan telling me, he said, man, it looks like it could be raining. Could be cloudy or Saturday 16. To me, sounds good. But his app shows something different than mine. And I'm like, he was saying, you know, Sunday looks better. And I'm like, it's good by me. You know, whatever's going to work best. I picked Saturday because of Eduardo and Anna doing the practice during the weekend. The Saturday that they're off. I don't care which day it is. So, more than likely, in 8-9 days, we'll have that. And then it'll be about starting to get ready and then reaching out to Pilar to set up in motion. Now that I know that, now that I know that I'm gonna have to go to the store over there. So we're looking at 2-3 nights spending over there at Pilar to get the iPad fixed. Hopefully once and for all. Mamma mia. It's been a few times. It'd be the fourth time, right? Jesus. Anyway, but good. At least, you know, that's one thing about the local staff. I mean, you know, they get the crap together this time. I really like them, you know, which is a bummer. I was almost debating using Joaquin, actually, to do it. And I may still consider that, actually. We'll see. We'll see how the whole thing goes with this transaction. But there's a possibility. I don't think it's too big. It may be like 10 or 20 euro. And I'm like, I'm okay. You know, I would feel good to, you know, to give him that. Anyway. But outside that, yeah, yesterday I finished reading again in bed, so how weird, you know, how humbling of a lesson again about the thing with Netflix. So there I was, you know, I kept looking for things to watch, and I, you know, I enjoyed some were kind of okay, but it was kind of like, you know, something you do, you know, and right, you know, it's a long-standing habit for me. That screen stuff, and I really enjoy it, actually. I have to say, I really enjoy my breakfast watching something that I do. I did, and I might, you know, when I when I do my second breakfast, I may actually watch something, and I don't know because it might change. It's interesting. Having the second breakfast. Yesterday I ate one big bowl of lentil less. So we'll see how that plays out. But I definitely was less hungry, but there was no gargling. Nothing more happened in terms of hunger. You know, I think I've gained some weight, a little bit, but I don't know. Wondering if possibly there might not be a bit of a, you know, stomach shrinking. So, and in my case, it might just be something that take a long time. So to be patient, that it's kind of a long-term race, kind of what I'm doing, you know, playing with my nutrition, the way that I'm eating, you know, being aware of things like I'm eating too much, you know, I'm thinking too much about food and, you know, wanting that to be, oh, it's starting to rain again. Staying to be less part of my life and not to be such a focus point. And also looking at boredom, because boredom is a trigger, for sure, for me. And then also different foods. Some food are horrible. Like that fucking milk chocolate. My goodness, that stuff was so freaking nasty. Hold on a second. I'm wondering if my hood can go over my helmet here. My helmet, my headset. Yes, it does. I don't have to use a. Sorry. I don't have to use the umbrella quite yet. It's not raining. I mean, I'm still going to get wet, but not that wet. And I prefer not to use the umbrella. And this one is on its last leg. Kind of a nice expression again. Yeah? Something is on its last leg. I have a newfound appreciation too for some English saying by learning other languages. Because for whatever reason, when I learn English, you know, going back to France and talking and listening, it just didn't do it to me. You know, I wasn't... Oof, wow, shit. Okay. No, that's a decent frame now. Okay. Yeah. That's not enough. Anyway. But, you know, since Spanish kind of, as I'm learning Spanish, you know, kind of the expression, the curse word, parola hacha, or parole hache, palabrotas. Giornataccia, a horrible day in Italian. I'm learning that from the diminutive part of the lesson. Anyway, so heads up, Dia is right here, so I'm going to get the Nutella first. We'll see what Paco has. I don't actually need to do any lentils until next week. So we'll see. I may not get any of that. Oh, and I'm going to finish on this silly anecdote, but the platanos, the bananas, they are bursting at the seam. Very, very funny. They are breaking the skin of... One of the S. Anyway. Okay, so I'm going to go through. Oh, what do they have here? Aceitunas negras. Yeah, aceituna con anchoa suave. I don't know what that means, anchoa. I mean, anchoa is anchovy, but suave? So I don't know if it means not spicy or what. Donde está la jefa? Huh? La jefa. La jefa, la que manda, no está.
Mi mujer está de descanso. Eso es mi mujer. Tenemos descanso.
¿Eh?
Tenemos descanso.
Pero es tu mujer aquí, o la que está. Okay. ¿Y combinan bien con trabajar juntos?
Sí, sí,
sí. Porque no es siempre, no es siempre.
Nosotros llevamos juntos ya 30 años, ya. Ya que vamos a descubrir.
Uh-huh.
Cada uno tiene su carácter, tiene su personalidad,
sí, sus
choca, pero que llevándote bien tampoco.
Sí, 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 sí.
Siempre hay algo.
Claro. Bueno. Empujar, tirar, ya que dar it. Yeah,
pero,
sí.
Pero tienes que ser flexible y aflojar también. Sí, sí. También pum, pum, pum.
Como toro. No demasiado, no suelto, no apretado.
Eso es.
Sí, sí, sí.
Así se vive medio bien, ¿sabes?
Sí,
así
sí.
Medio bien.
Sí, sí.
Eso muy es importante, llevas bien, ¿sabes?
Sí, claro.
Es lo mismo. El respeto es lo primero.
Llueve. Ahora.
No. Sol. Hace falta protector solar.
No, te
va a quemar.
No, el protector solar.
Sí,
no.
Sí.
Protector solar es muy agudo.
Llueve bien o no llueve. Cambia todo. All right. So, I was asking the guy, is like, who's the boss? Because he normally works with this woman. And I didn't know, but they are a couple. So she's taking a rest today. I was looking at the trigo inflado con miel. Can you guess what that is? Trigo inflado con miel. That's smacks from Kellogg's. You know the puff, the wheat puff, honey wheat puff. Anyway, so they have a. It's almost twice. No, it is not almost. It is twice cheaper. I think it's the same, what? No, it's even less than that. Wow. It's more than twice cheaper than the brand. I used to love that stuff. Like Rice Krispies, I grew up on. Smack Crack Pop, I don't see that. Copa de arroz y trigo integral. Copa de arroz y trigo integral. Chocolate con leche. Okay. Copos de arroz means... rice flake, actually, and whole wheat. So, rice flake and oat flakes. No, rice flakes and wheat flakes, whole wheat flakes. Golden pillow means golden pillow. That's golden pillows. Oh, it's actually, they have it in English. That's so cute because it's Almada. Am I saying it right? Almada. Dorada con cacao y avellana. Anyway, so they have a new line of stuff. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna leave it at that for now. It's been long enough. So, I don't know. So peace and love, and then we'll talk to you soon.
The object of salvation is that which is unique, irreplaceable, incommunicable, that which is myself alone. This true inner self must be drawn up like a jewel from the bottom of the sea, rescued from confusion, from indistinction, from immersion in the common, the nondescript, the trivial, the sordid, the evanescent.
Well, I just realized one thing. I just found myself a Wi-Fi hotspot here. I just left Joaquin, so I went to get the groceries, and I went to Paco to get my produce. It's kind of nice, you know? It's kind of a nice feel, this, you know, kind of a small town in Spain. I think those kind of local places where you have better prices than the grocery store, than the supermarket, you know? And you get to know the person. Anyway. And so I just went by Joaquin, you know, to kind of ask him if he could get me the case, yeah, the phone, for the phone. So we ended up finding one. Then things get complicated because, as I was talking about the charger, that kind of magnetic deal, you know, to charge your phone, they have cases for phone that have magnetic stuff ring into it. So I'm going to see if I can find something that can be put on the phone, because then it snaps straight with the charger, and then there's no guessing work. But then he was showing me, you know, if you don't put it right in the same place, it's not going to work. But when you pull the other charger, the other wireless charger, the stuff worked 10 times better. And I'm like, dude, you know, not only an issue with it connecting, but then it would not max out the charge. And I was like, anyway, I get this new one. It's a little heavier, but it has a higher capacity. But I think the other one didn't feel good. So I get that. And then we found a case. Didn't find a case that had anti-dust. But I feel like, you know, Apple seems to be notorious to have issue with stuff getting into the ports. Where the speakers are and where the... So I'm basically getting just about a waterproof case after buying that waterproof little thing. Anyway, I'm still more than likely going to be using it, possibly, but it'll be redundant. But anyway... But that's done. So very nice. And then we were talking and he looked at the phone. I was like, ooh, there's something here. Your screen is not in. And so he opened it because apparently on the iPhone, it's not glued. They're snapping, but not the tablet. And so he popped it out and he found those tiny screws. My goodness, if I had even known to open it up, the stuff would have fallen. I would have never seen it, let alone being able to screw it or find it where it belongs. And the guy was able to, he found two of them that were loose, and he put them back in and then cleaned up a little bit, and it snapped right back on. So my little iPhone, I call him my iPhone angel. Que se pasa? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the cat in front of the door. They must be siblings. Anyway, very, very sweet. They're the chunky monkeys. Anyway, so that's done. I've had a couple of isolated showers where I've had to use the umbrella, but looks like I'm going to make it back to the house, get everything that I need, and we'll be making... I guess I need to get some... orange juice out. I'm going to be making that the rice pudding. Anyway, and I was able to do all my downloads of my podcast at this place because I was kind of looking online. You could either find the magnet case or the waterproof one, but they didn't have both. So anyway, so I figured the more important was to not have this issue with the charger. And I have a very powerful now wireless charger. If I'm going to be on the road, let's see if I have 2 days, a couple of days with no Wi-Fi, I will be able to use that bad boy. So, and you didn't have another one, or the small one. But it's a little heavier. And I'm sure I'll whine and bitch about that in some days, but anyway, I like the idea of it. So anyway, so that's all done. We had actually a little traffic today. Yesterday was just me, and today there were a couple of men that came in after me, so kind of got out of the way. So anyway, feeling good. Things are kind of getting worked out. It's nice when you start to move here. It doesn't feel cold like earlier. So anyway. Oh, I meant to ask him. I'll ask him on Wednesday about maybe fixing the screen. How much would he charge me to do that? Because yeah, I feel good about the guy. So maybe not to go back to the other guys, you know? And if I was to do that, then they would pretty much make it like my 2 days plan, you know, to arrive on Sunday and then to leave Tuesday morning on the Camino. Still have to figure it out how exactly, you know, my real point of entry. But whether I'm going to walk or take the bus and into a destination, but at least more than likely on a 7. Well, hold on. Well, it doesn't matter. I think it'd be like around the 7th of April, which I guess, hold on, my dad was, I think, April 8, not 7. He was April 8, I was 13, and my sister is 17. Yeah, and my older sister, 21st of March, 16th of March. Maybe that's why we had so much headbutting and problem. Too close to the Aries family, in the astrological zodiac dimension. Anyway. So. Is there anything else for you folks? As I am nearing, I have to be careful here. It's slippery and it's a little bump, bulto, yeah? And my shoes, I mean, the thread is almost gone on those sandals. So whether or not I was going to go on a Camino, you know, the straps on the side are kind of starting to break. So those are definitely done a good job, but shoes definitely don't seem to be able to handle more than maybe a couple of years. Eh? And those were not cheap. Eh? They were like 100 or 120 euros when I bought them. So, yeah. Things have changed. Anyway. Interesting. Smells like curry. That is strange. My left knee is actually kind of getting my attention a bit lately. I can feel it just a touch now on the inside, on my left. Left inside in the back of the knee, I can feel a little bit. So I don't know if I have actually, you know, when you almost fall, when you're sliding, and the way you compensate, sometimes you can hurt yourself. It's almost like sometimes it's better to crash than to try to prevent the fall, unless the fall could be very dangerous. But sometimes what you do to not fall can be more harmful. Overextending, you know, God knows what. Anyway. All right, we're back home. So, my friend, I gotta go pee back inside. Love and peace, and we'll talk to you later.